All right, and welcome to another episode of NPFL Tatafo, where Football Republic they bring come to you on top our streaming platforms like YouTube and Spotify. And if you visit our YouTube channel, I beg, try. They click the red button. Yes, that one may say make you the subscribe. Okay, like play the NPFL 2021 season. Don't they come to an end? We get like just 6 more games. So we'll just sharply look at the round of 32 games where it don't happen. And then we'll go consider the round of 33 games we'll go on. Then in between, remember, say we get ITU Cup games. Yeah, we enter the round of 16. Those games, we'll play them today anyways. So we'll preview some of those games before we tell you who our star boy for the week be. My name, Nasawa Dinho. And of course, my regulars, then they on the show. So as it is hot, sharply back to back. Let's start off with round of 32 games. We'll see for the NPFL, the result of the games. We'll see for the NPFL round of 32. Akwa United, they don't open a 5-point lead to me finally on the top of the table.
Yeah, and I went and I predict last week. I talk and say they need to make sure, say, they get points for house and also make sure, say, away matches that they win or they collect 1 point too. Mm. Luckily for them, the match against the Imba, they pick win.
Yes.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. Late win.
Yeah, fantastic late win. Now struggle, party. But for me, I feel, say, that's one of the things that make you one of the
championship winning side.
You understand? Say you want to win championship, say you want to win league.
Yeah.
Now this kind of matches, you gotta struggle to win at all costs to get those 3 points. So I'm not really surprised. Now waiting I predict the last time we'll meet and fortunately for them, they don't use 5 points now. Take the top.
So they use 5 points now, the top of the table. I see the celebration. I see celebration videos already for Uyo. I don't want jinx them. Make I say maybe a little bit too early with the celebration because me, I really want to go with you for that celebration. But then we look at the people they chase them, Kano Pillars, Kwara United, Nasarawa United, all of them lose. So
oh boy, I go tell you IBC everywhere they tight. Kudos to Sunshine Stars because they don't give space to Kano Pillars at all. Everything when they carry con dish give them all the technical fouls when BC or the rugby try to take advantage of, they could not take advantage of it. Maybe some people go say me because say their star boy Musa in the marriage, so everybody go the flex. I don't understand.
But you know what?
Good one for them. I go say good one for them. But I go say one of the results when BC actually make me feel a little bit down was the Werewolves on, because Werewolves had that game in hand, even if Agoda was really, really on the press. I think Agoda had a penalty that he missed.
And then he missed the penalty first.
Then
he can't score equalizer.
So when we said they missed that penalty, the momentum been there for Werewolves. But fortunately, they're not fit to counter, you stay bounce. But it will tell you, I'll be say competitively, Aqua just did a cut above the rest. I don't know what Bobo they tell the boys, but this could be their third last-minute goal when we said they score in not so many games. So it could tell you, say, the grit is there, the hunger is there. Where passion meets ginger and setup, it could tell you, say, they deserve a man. I go say, the worst part for me was the best part for me was seeing Abia Warriors at least. Anytime when we have Abia Warriors,
they bounce back.
Yeah. So now it makes something come back because they tell us, say, the win that we win, me say, we're not going to relegate. Yeah. And I'm like, ha, so that's your struggle.
Okay.
They fight for relegation, 1% your mates, they fight for top of table doings. But you know what? It don't tell us, say, this relegation battle will go down to the wire, but when it comes to the top
because,
table fights,
for the bottom of the table, if I'm about Warri Wolves, at that one United for me, they don't come out already. But if I'm about Warri Wolves and even Jigawa Golden Stars, all of them are just like 2 points now separate them. Oh, and even Sunshine Stars with the 5 points ahead of the relegation zone. I mean, nothing in cast on soon
three
yet.
Points. Three points. 3 points that they use. Gap is within inside relegation zone with Jigawa Golden Stars because now for the relegate, don't forget.
Okay, yes, Jigawa Golden Stars, four. Yeah.
So
yeah.
For Abia Warriors, Sunshine Stars, work still there for them.
Yeah.
Now just 3 points, and 3 points now one match.
One match.
So for Sunshine Stars, I'm happy to say at least they don't move out of the relegation zone finally. But the worry for me now, say they still they dangle around that place. And the worry now, how well you can perform for your away matches.
Yeah.
Away matches might be key for NPFL. Yes, on home matches, you definitely, if you know win your home matches, where you want win matches.
Wahala day for you.
So for Sunshine Stars, I worry for them. Say, if them go down,
it go hard for them to come back.
Yeah,
because they not get that.
They very hard. You know why? The present governor. No, really, exactly.
I can't really send them
like that. Say, na football, you want focus on all those kind of stuff. So. I feel say you go be big worry for them if
the
they go down.
The only way they catch attention and made them for the top flight. Yeah,
exactly. Made them the top flight because if they're in the top flight, they feel they fight for their cause. And also, it will boost Southwest region.
Because they don't get so many people again. Mm.
Now only MFM. If they go down, now only MFM go there and maybe Kwara.
Yes.
Hopefully, Shooting Stars will come up. Okay. But I hope that Sunshine Stars stays in the league that we'll get that Southwest rivalry like we did get for Southeast and South-South, exactly. Even for the North too.
Exactly, because that's something we don't miss. But I could just say credit to Sunshine because the way they attack that game for Kanu, when they talk about the fight when BC Aqua Kyrie come for the Enyimba game, I mean, you had to see the grit when BC they defend. They defended that one could do, like say everything when BC they fit. So maybe they know, like you talk to me, say, if we not get this one, it go hard. Because if they not get them, they're not going to get salary. Now, self,
Let me just do a recap of the games we'll see for Match Day 32. Like we'd already tell you, Jigawa Golden Stars then beat Plateau United 1-0. Surprise results. I mean, Abia Warriors then win Kwara United 2-1. That one I make Abia Warriors now the 3 points above the relegation battle as well. Relegation zone with Sunshine Stars. Lobi Stars then beat Adamawa United 1-0. Rivers United come from behind to beat Warri Wolves. Warri Wolves blessing and now we night don't they come. 9-1 they pursue Black Goat. You know, Warri Wolves 2-1. 9 match end. Mountain of Fire Miracles then play 0-0 here for Lagos against Katsina United. Why Ifeanyi Uba then beat Nasarawa United. Very disappointing result for Nasarawa United. 2-1. Akwa United, of course, like we don't tell you, don't talk up. 1-0-9, they beat Enyimba, the People's Elephants, as they still they pursue that their first league title ever. Dakada, they beat Heartland 1-0. Enugu Rangers beat Wiki Tories. And Sunshine Stars beat Kanu Pillars 1-0. So we'll sharply look at Match Day 33 fixtures. The games we'll expect for Match Day 33 because now the season don't they go down to the wire. We don't get any games this midweek. We get games over the weekend. Katsina United, they play Lobi Stars. Rivers United, they play Akwa United. Another title potential decider. I mean, we've been talking last week, say the final set of games where Akwa United will play, not be smarting. But they don't start off in a very good form, beating Enyimba. Now they travel to Port Harcourt, Adoke Mensemeka Stadium for Magua for Port Harcourt, where they play Rivers United. Warri Wolves entertain Kwara United. Adamawa up against Sunshine Stars. Why Kanu Pillars, they take on Dakada FC, another fantastic Uyo side. At least they don't maintain their status for the league again. One more season. Wiki Tories, they play Abia Warriors. I mean, that one a potential relegation decider too. Plateau United, they play Enyimba. I mean, Ifeanyi Uba. Why Enyimba, they play Jigawa Golden Stars. Heartland, Enugu Rangers, the most traditional Oriental derby. Name be that. Heartland and Enugu Rangers. Now, them be the two oldest Southeastern teams from Iwanyanwu National days and, of course, the fantastic Rangers of Enugu days. Then, finally, Nasarawa United, MFM. So, your pick for the Match Day 33 games?
I believe that there will be an upset and that thing will come from Dakada because we'd already see a lot of times for different leagues.
They play Kanu Pillars.
They play Kanu Pillars. For Kaduna.
And you believe upset for that match?
I believe upset.
So, what is your cup?
Mate. It's the Lord's juice. It's a rainy day in Lagos. So, I beg. No, even judge me.
Okay.
But I would say, Dakada, that's junior brother of Akwa. They know, say, anything will make them draw points, it will make sure, say, their senior brothers will fix skill over. And we don't see them a lot of times, even for the EPL and otherwise, where we say, a team where we say, say, you know what, all of us come from the same region. What made this thing come our side? They go, they on grit. Getafe does it every time they can to Barcelona. When we say Barcelona, they chase on the title battle against what they call them Real Madrid or whatnot. So, as he said, this game fit give us a draw or likely an away win, but very, very short thing that people term as a draw. Because why?
I don't really know where your ginger they come from because this is not Kanu Pillars when you say they cannot afford to lose or draw.
Naimeka say this one be potential upset because you carry Gidigbo come and carry Gidigbo come. But the difference now say for me this season, Dakada don't show say if you play according to waiting coach talk for a longer period of concentration past Kanu Pillars. If Kanu Pillars could do it, therefore they top of table.
Okay.
Because there was no reason why Akwa would be on top of them with 5 points if they could do it for a sustained period. So that game, and they look for an upset. And they look at another game again when they say it strike me, everybody they look at the Rivers United versus Akwa. Now Eguma, it don't they show signs. Because, I mean, come on. How can you be missing a penalty? And then, by the grace of God, you can't begin. If Aguda
everybody not, miss penalty.
No. The momentum was on them initially. But the minute they missed it, and Warri Wolves scored. Normally, Warri Wolves not even they get mine to even they score.
Warri Wolves on first score before they get the penalty where they miss.
The point that they try to make now, say, anybody when they look Rivers game, they say they get cracks for their team. And if some special players no come up to come shine, wahala.
So you feel say Akwa United feel go Port Harcourt get points against Rivers United?
They could possibly do that too. Okay. My money is on these two Ibom sides. These Kwa Ibo sides to be able to get either a draw or a win. Because there's something special going on in that state.
Okay.
When you get the support of your state, your people, they not get to be the most loudest. Mm. But when you know, say you get this, now what happened with Denmark? If you get support, you won't play your heart out. And every game, notice for the five matches coming, not be by mistake they lose only just four.
Only
four,
one,
four.
Yeah. So, we stop that they are unbeaten.
You
one.
Get.
And so they don't lose just one game in like 17, 18 matches. So to me, we'll see that Oriental derby between Heartland and Enugu Rangers. Nothing much to take out from that game, considering the two teams, their position on the table. But that one, supposedly, as one of the potential star games for the week. Enugu Rangers, of course, they 52 points, seventh position. Their chances of finishing in the top three, they very limited, and Heartland themselves nothing at stake, but at least pride.
Well, you say pride, yes. Enugu Rangers yourself get pride. You know, I own National, I did Heartland before.
Yes.
They go reason say, ah, we won't be one of the oldest clubs for
Old Lion, South East.
Yeah. Rangers yourself with a few say, ah, we'll be one of the oldest clubs for Nigeria. Mm. We get titles passing one National, even when they change out to Heartland, they don't have a title like us. So that rivalry good day, definitely. They check the stats now. They see, say, for the last three times, where Enugu Rangers don't visit Heartland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Twice, Rangers don't get 3 points.
Yes.
Okay. Oweri. So, looking at it, now very...
A good hunting ground for them.
Very good hunting ground. But the problem now, now say, Heartland, where they did for table, they're very risky too.
Yeah, 12.
Mm. Last time they play for home, against Sunshine Stars, they lose.
Mm.
So, you lose your second full body match for house. What does that tell you? Problem for
there's
you.
A problem.
Well,
problem for you. So I feel saying a very tough match. I feel say Heartland won't take all the chances we then get to take win this match against Enugu Rangers, at least to make sure say then they get a guarantee to remain in the top flight. And for Enugu Rangers, let's see how it goes. So far this season they've been start well, but later they can't dwindle their fortunes more or less. Oyibo.
They're not get to do ways, my brother. Oyibo.
It's in slack. But in the end, I feel saying a very very, very
tricky
match. Very, very tough match. We say we'll get for inside the match day 33 for him.
Before MFM started to drop points, then they get good run.
Yeah.
And now they go play against Nasarawa United, another team. We still get eye for title or top three finish. The fifth place spoilers.
Definitely. MFM, the fifth place spoilers. But Nasarawa United and that team will be say so far they don't bounce back for the second half of the league.
Yep.
Okay.
For their house, more or less, na fortress.
Mm-hmm.
That house, they always try to won't win any by which any means. The only teams where they go there to go pick points. Now in quote the big teams and draw they always go pick. So MFM, my doubt them if they go get points against Nasarawa United. If they get, that would be a hooray for them.
Fantastic.
But for Nasarawa United, I think they're supposed to get those 3 points. They'll close the gap against Akwa United. She's been talking about Akwa United picking points against Rivers United.
Yeah.
I doubt it so much.
For Port Harcourt, yeah?
Yeah.
Because Rivers United, no say a win for them will narrow the gap to 3 points.
As
from
Maguire to perspire, so, you know, Maguire.
So if Rivers United pick the 3 points, 57 points, that's 3 points
three
behind.
3 points behind them.
More pressure.
And more or less, they go feel say, they can still lose away from home.
So we've been talking about Eyimba the other time.
And so no, I just they talk, play, say, if Rivers United, they go, they calculate, say, Moku win this one, Moku close the gap.
All right.
That's so the thing. And if they don't close the gap,
yeah.
If they don't close the gap,
yeah.
They go one collect draw. Mm.
All right. So whether they go close the gap or not, now we will wait to find out. But another factor we go determine whether they go put body strong for inside the league or not, as the league done the wrap up. Now, the Federation's Cup will be the ITU Cup. And some of these big teams now don't come out for the ITU Cup.
True.
Some of them don't come out for the ITU Cup. And that one means say they go channel their focus now, go the ITU Cup. Yeah. Some of the teams will don't come out for the ITU Cup now, Akwa United.
Yep.
Will be say, now them be league leaders. So they fit concentrate now on the MPFL to make sure they collect their first title. Another team we don't come up for their ITU Cup. Now Rangers International, we surprisingly lose to Bayelsa United 1-0 for the round of 32. And their chances for the league, my brother, they're very slim. Like we show you before, they're seventh for the league. So that one very big wahala for them. Then Warri Wolves, I mean, they're surprised. No surprises. They lose to Green Berets for the round of 32. Just some of the select fixtures. So for the ITU Cup games we'll get today for the round of 16, Plateau United, they play against Nasarawa United. They play that game for Lokoja. While Katsina United, they play against Gombe United. United for Kaduna. Heartland Football Club, they play against Rivers United for Aba. That one, like the standout clash. Then Sunshine Stars, they play Green Beret, the team where knock Warri Wolves come out for the last round of the competition. Abia Warriors, they play Niger Tornadoes. And Lobi Stars, they play against Bayelsa United. Wicked Tories, they play Wicked Tories, they play Gateway. And then Kano Pillars, they play Kebbi United. So we could look at that game between Heartland and Rivers United.
Ooh, I feel like this might be one of the places where I feel like Eguma Feet look a little bit away for inside the MPFL struggle, because you know, say if he gets this ITU, Nambi get out of jail free card. If he gets it, trust is restored, parity is restored. Hey, now I don't speak grammar. Mm-hmm. So I feel like saying, this Rivers are one of the teams where I say they look as big contenders because they take this ITU Cup serious. When they see their behavior, when they say they follow up, they take them serious. Mm-hmm. Unlike the other, they see what they happen for Omok with the go round FC. Mm-hmm. You see the people of that axis, they like ITU. It is the FA thing that they always like to want to fight, because nobody don't forget them for that side. So I feel like now waiting Eguma Gofi characters will say, okay, you know what, I don't win the legal, but with all the money wanna invest inside, I don't bring this one come. Okay. So I feel like they go throw everything plus kitchen sink. Waiting a few work before for MPFL, maybe it could work for them for ITU, because tournament behavior is different from league behavior. Okay. And Rivers don't show, even with Rivers Angels, and of course their boys say they get what they take to waka far for inside tournament. So I put my money on them. Really,
On Rivers United, to get
win against Heartland.
Now, how bad did they play? And of course, Heartland fit get the support if the fans there. Now, how bad did they play?
Rivers, not team when BC Sabi, they play for places when BC, they're not the welcome.
Well, the Rivers now very fantastic playing surface. To me, Plateau United, Nasarawa United, supposed to be another star game for the round because two teams also we get, they still some way for the league, but. This ITU Cup will be backyard showruns.
Yeah, backyard. For me,
I like that backyard showruns.
The man himself, Abdul Maikaba, he needs to win title for Plateau United.
Exactly.
Because, like him or not, this season has been very woeful for them.
For a team, we put an unquote win the league last season.
So, I feel more or less, the teams them when if he gets that chance to enter continent from the league table, could they target this one to win something for their club?
Exactly.
So, this Plateau United, Nasarawa United, I feel na chance for Plateau United to show their strength, say, okay, would they flock, but for legal, but for this tournament, for this competition, we don't want flock, but we got to do something and win this title for Plateau fans.
Okay.
So, I feel say, he go in the way of Plateau United. That's what team they produce. She been talking about Rivers United. One quick one, why I won't talk about Rivers United, and I say, Eguma, don't they complain? You don't they talk, say,
the games too much.
The games, then when they play, you don't they too much. In players, they play 3 matches in 1 week.
No be only him.
Say, Nawala Fram.
No be only him.
So, that one, I feel be testament, say, if he play second boys.
Yeah.
Against Heartland.
But then he no say any title.
He gave the best squad.
Well, Eguma never win any title with Rivers United. Yes, he don't win with Dolphins.
Now the Port Harcourt fans, they tell me, say, the man is so legged. They don't think he come out as Rivers United.
No, we don't talk say he's so legged. Probably, in achievements, they speak for him. Don't forget saying they're handling him as well. You know,
now the point they make.
Yes.
In how many years now they don't clear Rivers United? Rivers United never win anything.
He never win anything,
and the man still there as coach.
Yeah, right, but well, did they qualify for continent?
Now, which are they talk now? So, in they on the verge of qualifying for continent from the league table, if he continues to win league matches,
exactly.
Because now just...
And that one will save his job.
That was
almost good enough to save your job.
So that's why they talk, say, if he go that ABA match today, where they won't play for the Federation scope, play against Heartland, play second string side, Heartland win them. Now, what's that? Because for me, I feel, say, what's his name? Fidelis Lejuku, go take this one serious.
That one will be the best decision now, because in chances of winning the league, they're limited, you know?
But you don't say they're limited because you, they see, say, Aqua United, they use plenty points gap. But you forget, say, Aqua United and Rivers United, they play next.
Yes.
After this Federation Cup.
And the guarantee, say, they go win. Rivers United don't drop points at home. Against Wicked Tories and some other weaker sides, then you're playing against Aqua United.
Makes it more interesting. Say, you won't come play Federation Cup. You won't qualify for round of something, round of eight, or quarterfinal. We never sure for you, say you go win, but league title, you day house. And you know if you win.
So which one, if you be a Guma, which team you go play against?
I go play team B.
Oh, really?
For against Heartland. Because I know Sakwa United, they come my house for me weekend. So why go? And Namigo is still on the complaint, say my players don't overplay.
Why do they pass United and sign some gang good players? So they're supposed to get depth in squad.
They get depth in squad. Now they get the best depth, as far as I'm concerned, for this season. Now they get the deepest depth. Because when this season they start, everybody was going on, who could feel likely carry on? Everybody had their own Rivers.
Rivers United. Because when you sign Tiffany as a fellow guy, you sign Fire and Nemena, you know, Godwin are good at. You can play a Bobby and all of them.
When they make an international team for that matter. But not sleep on Nasarawa. I'm not telling you why. Because defending champions for Aiteo Cup for women was Nasarawa Amazons. And Naso FC Robo Osanon Girls.
Make a shock. Like,
wait, are they come now? Are they come? And you know, say Nasarawa na one place. If you dey friendly with their people, especially the Echa and the rest, you go, no, say Nasarawa na one place when they say they're hungry too to get something for themselves. So if their women don't crash out on penalties 3-2, only just a couple of days ago, I no expect, say, the men go come sleep because of the face. I'm sorry. I feel like that game might actually go to Nasarawa. Because those guys too, why I like this Aiteo Cup, and at the time...
Rivers United, they actually play against...
Now they talk about Nasarawa. I say not sleep on that game.
I go sleep.
Not sleep on that.
All right. My cab, I go beat them.
Well, that game, the good thing about the Aiteo Cup games, we say all of them are neutral venue. Mm-hmm. They play.
And
that,
the funny thing, we say none of them go to TV.
To me, this TV matter. I know. I mean, maybe we will see the Aiteo Cup final
maybe,
for TV.
Where, which maybe?
Maybe we will see the Aiteo Cup.
500 million naira. Aiteo say don't give NFF. How far?
To me, see, just ask a Majuda question. Ask a Majuda question.
How far?
Yeah. They say, Aiteo Cup again.
500 million. We have said already given her 500 million.
Yes.
For Aiteo Cup.
Yeah.
How far?
Uh-huh.
Why so, not the TV?
Well,
at least
way
they put
up for MPFL TV. That, they get MPFL TV. So they first
one. So now they agree with me, Abi.
No, I don't believe so. No,
say me. Nami be Rebel Rouser.
I don't say the Rebel. Don't be the table shaker.
Rebel Rouser.
Don't be the table shaker. But that's not the truth. Our football need to be on TV. If to say we've been built on the success where our league done the record 2014, 2015, 2016.
My goodness.
You know, when we say we get league games steady, 2017, some part, early parts of 2017. I mean, just imagine, say, we've been built on that success.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like Timmy been talk for the last edition, instead of to go back again, to go to start again. Mm-hmm. Imagine, say, that time, we don't really do like three games.
Yes, now.
For TV. We don't really see like three
per
games.
Per weekend.
Per weekend for TV. You know, we try to shift them to 4-5.
Yeah.
Per weekend for TV. Just imagine, say, we've been built on that success. That was 4 years ago. By now, maybe for don't they see... 7-8
games.
It's possible.
We will not even see highlights.
Highlights? No. That time we see all the highlights.
No. Highlights of all the old games.
All the old games. If we don't see all of them, you understand? So that now we think we'll try to do for this country.
And because only they show continuity. Pictures.
Continuity.
We don't
show pictures. Still pictures.
Still pictures.
We don't show highlights.
Someone
like
camera.
So that the bane of Nigeria. We know they get continuity.
Old money is gone.
Hopefully, we'll see
new money is coming.
Aiteo Cup semi final and final for TV.
No. You are hoping too much.
Just
I've never seen semi final in the.
I never see. Actually.
When money they have, we'll not see semi final.
We'll not see semi final. So, but hopefully, we'll see final for TV. So, finally, by next week, we will do a running to the league season. We'll see how it will close because by next week, it will only be 5 games to go. So we'll consider the final 5 games of the title contenders and then the final 5 games of the relegation battlers. And then the guys will tell me who will be their potential confirmed relegation candidates and title winners. So as we wrap up today, our star boy, Na Adewale Adeyinka of Akwa United. We don't set a new clean sheet record. 16 clean sheets in 27 games for Akwa United this season. 16. He don't break the former NPFL record for the LMC NPFL era. He don't break the former record of 15. You know, with Siraj being set. Siraj Ayelesho. We've been set that record, so you don't break that one. As you see, the number of the previous records we've been there, you know, people like Tiflas Afeloka, I've been there, Emeka Nwabulu, Dele Ajiboye, Abubakar Adamu, George Michael, Lauren Leke Ojo, Mustafa Aliko, and of course, Suraj Ayelesho. Akwa United, fantastic team this season, the most clean sheets, the most unbeaten run, records just before left, right, center for them. Now, Adeyinka, Timi, don't set the new record, 16 clean sheets, and we still get 6 more matches to go, so potentially in West Tender.
Okay, I want to shake another table.
Shake up.
The truth of see, men are not versed, but
shake the table. Now, what you do here?
I don't like they talk the truth. I don't like truth. They always
set
it. See, the truth of the matter, be say clean sheet, I go always talk. Clean sheet, no suppose they for only the goalkeepers. It's supposed to be for the defenders and the goalkeepers. Yeah, now, yes, if they talk, say, yes, now says he make, I go understand. Mm-hmm. But clean sheets, now, both for the defenders and the goalkeeper. Because
don't forget, say, for all of those matches, at least they must pass defender. Yeah. If they get to catch one,
but
catch
the truth, two,
or punch three.
Now, the same thing they calculate. For me, I feel, say, in as much as I won't say he's a star boy, yes, 16, you don't break the record of Mustafa Aliko. But the truth of the matter, sorry, Suraj Ali Ayelesho, because Suraj was playing for Nasarawa United at that point.
Yeah.
Mustafa Aliko, funny enough, was ahead of him this season. I remember this season. Yeah. He was ahead of him on, I think, when they did 11
when
or so.
When they just started the match.
Suraj was way below, but then, not be down at the talk. The point why they try and make me say, clean sheet for goalkeepers, more or less, now with team effort from the goal, from the defense.
Yeah.
Adeleke, Adewale Adeyinka get Olisanda for front of him. For in defense, he gets
Samson Badegbo.
He gets Obot.
He gets complete
defense.
I'm sorry.
Congratulations to him in all the sense. But the fact still remains. See, for me, this award has to go to both the defenders and the goalkeper.
Oh well, we just got to pick one person.
Not be just about the defenders, because see, when they talk about Olisanda, that got a call up, But most people never even blast on Adewale Adeyinka. Mm. And why? Because, I mean, growing up, you go, they hear people like Teofilos Afeluka, he's sabi, made a good one.
Olorunleke, he's sabi.
But this guy, nobody don't allow them. You don't say until you, they bring him out, say, this guy don't run this thing street, so.
Yeah.
We never even realize, so this guy, the under G, they do some clean work. Mm. And he go probably, if care's not taken, he might actually extend it to 18. Yeah. So as far as I'm concerned, make it collect the flowers, because now the goalkeeper now they arrange the defense for front of him. When they do free kick, now he go sit there and say set the wall.
How many saves did they make for match?
No. If it's clean, nobody has the gear. How many saves did they make? They say clean sheet.
No,
the gear saves back.
They ask the gear. We get the gear starts.
Excuse me. When Sabi they do tiki taka. If they against boys, when they say they yimba. When Sabi they do.
Mama leave that team.
If they against boys, I can't pass. When they do free kick,
Mama leave that team.
I give them a flower. With the whole Twitter situation for the country, we need to get all of those in-match updates again. You understand? If not, we don't get all of the correct stats.
Why?
You know, Twitter situation for the country.
Now, only Twitter, but the social media will get for
well, because of the professional, the professionalness.
No, wait till the Facebook.
Because of the professionalness of our match officials.
Me and you are Facebook friend to me.
Professionalness of the match official. Our media officer.
You want to make a shake table again?
Not shake the table.
When last LMC send match reports, enter their website.
Them
bar website.
Look at Mera, not the asker.
When last? And they always get those things before, but now I don't get them.
Yeah, when last?
So now Twitter banned Stiko Sam. So I know they make excuses for these people. If they fail, more tell them say they fail.
If they try, more tell them say they try.
But that does
statistics,
not
when you won't give us, no means say because they ban Twitter, we know we get statistics
again. Otherwise,
we got to they get them somewhere else.
Statistics or otherwise.
If not, they bring them as bulletin.
In fact, that's the reason why you get website.
Statistics or otherwise, you need to give Adewale Adeyinka.
To me, Twitter or no Twitter. You will get every information of EPS.
Yes, now.
For EPS site.
Actually,
you'll get that for EPS site.
Adecom, you will get the bulk, right? Mm. But those in total, that real time of the,
I see they happen.
In not
no,
the suit like
they
this.
My point
now, say for this boy Adeyinka, I go fit tell you this thing, and that's straight. I used to get stuff Uptown Nigeria, but what they call them?
That one, independent. Kinisco
used to run it, but they're not for updates, so nobody they look them. They don't go other places like social media. But for this boy, I go say time Dorish may be winning the ring, because every other person when they call, when we say enter from local league, enter into the national team. They don't even get as much clean saves. Now clean sheet will tell you stay hype Teofilos. Now clean sheet will tell you stay hype Ajiboye.
The people who will use clean sheet take hype, then try for the national team.
But my point is,
answer that question first.
Adeyinka is not a joke.
Come your way again. This, now NPFL Tatafo. Football Republic.